This is Dr. John Paul, along with Minister Linda. We want to welcome you back to our Sunday program here on 93.3 FM Real Talk Radio. Life Saving Ministries specializes in teaching special programs of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today we have a very special program that we'd like to present to you on memorializing the life of Christ. And then next week we're going to come back and we'll be teaching on the moralizing of the death of Christ. But before we begin, let us bow our head in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace again today to ask you to send your Holy Spirit to be among us, to lead and guide us through the study that you have in store for each one of us. May it bless us, may it touch our hearts and minds and souls, and may it provide the food that you have spiritually for us to digest, especially in your word that you have written and you have produced for us. Father, we just ask you now to come be with us. Forgive us of our many sins. Open up our minds and thoughts to what you have in store for us today. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Have you ever thought about the miracles of Jesus Christ and the countless wonders he performed during his time on earth? It's amazing, and we don't stop and think of how much he did for us. Jesus Christ, our Savior, changed the lives of everyone around him and everywhere he went. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John documents many of the miracles that were performed by Jesus Christ when he walked upon earth. These miracles represent only a tiny fraction of the innumerable wonders Christ worked in people's lives. Some of the best are explained in the Gospel of John, and as it says in this Gospel in John 21:25, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. But you know, Jesus' astonishing miracles during his earthly ministry can really be classified in three categories. There were the mighty deeds that he performed, the deeds representing something else such as the kingdom of God, and third, not least, something extraordinary. But the seven types of miracles that our Lord and Savior performed in this earth is given as follows. He fed the thousands of people. Number two, he cast out evil spirits. Number three, he healed the blind, deaf, sick, injured, and the infirmed. Number four, he turned water into wine. Number five, he controlled the elements of nature. Number six, he allowed Peter and his crew to catch a surprising large amount of fish. And seven, he raised people from the dead, including himself. You know, these are very miraculous miracles, but Minister Linda's going to be covering quite a few others as we get into our study for today. But before we begin, I'd like to play a special selection of music sung by Linda Randall, "God on the Mountain." And I'd like for you to listen to her words in this song because I think it portrays exactly what we're teaching here today. And now, listen to Linda Randall sing "God on the Mountain."
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God of you make them never fade. When you're up on the mountain, talk comes so easy. When life's at its best, now it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to the test.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. God is the one who is not only on the mountain, but he's also in the valleys. He's always walking with us day and night. No matter where we are or what we're doing, he's always with us. But now let's take a look at some of the things that he did when he was actually with us. Those miracles that he performed, those miracles, are something most unusual. And you know, as we started doing our study on this for today, I found that there were 37 miracles performed by Jesus, and they've been placed in a chronological order so that you might be able to list them and with scripture. Won't have time to read all the scriptures, so you might want to have a pen and pencil handy with some paper to jot them down as we go through them, and then you can look back and study them later. Let's begin with the first miracle, and that miracle was Jesus turning water into wine at a wedding. That was in Cana in Galilee. You'll find that in John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Then, in the next one, Jesus heals a nobleman's son in Capernaum in Galilee, John 4, 43 through 54. Number 3, Jesus drives out an evil spirit from a man, Capernaum in Galilee, Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 27. Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law, who was sick with fever. That's Peter's mother-in-law. That was in Capernaum in Galilee. In Matthew chapter 8, 14 through 15, Mark chapter 1, 29 through 31, and in Luke chapter 4, 38 through 39. Number 5, Jesus heals many sick and oppressed at evening. Capernaum in Galilee is where that was performed, and that's in Matthew 8, 16 through 17, Mark 1, 32 through 34, and Luke chapter 4, verses 40 through 41. And then the one that is quite interesting to all of us is at the first miraculous catch of fish. And that was in the Sea of Galilee in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Then in the seventh one, Jesus cleanses a man with leprosy in Galilee, Matthew 8, 1 through 4, Mark 1, 40 through 45, and Luke chapter 5, 12 through 14. The eighth one, Jesus heals a centurion's paralyzed servant in Capernaum in Galilee, Matthew 8, 5 through 13, Luke 7, 1 through 10. And number 9, Jesus heals a paralytic who was let down from the roof of a house in Capernaum in Galilee. And many think this was Peter's house where they tore through the roof to let him down. That's in Matthew 9, 1 through 8. Mark 2, 1 through 12, and Luke 5, 17 through 26. In number 10, Jesus heals a man's withered hand on the Sabbath in Capernaum in Galilee, Matthew 12, 9 through 14, Mark 3, 1 through 6, and Luke 6, 6 through 11. Number 11, Jesus raises a widow's son from the dead. That was in Nain, N-A-I-N, Luke 7, 11 through 17. And number 12, Jesus calms the storm of the sea on the Sea of Genesaret in Matthew 8, 23 through 27, Mark 4, 35 through 41, and Luke 8, 22 through 25. Number 13, Jesus cast demons into a herd of pigs and a city in the county of the Gadarenes. Matthew 8, 28 through 33, Mark 5, 1 through 20, and Luke 8, 26 through 39. 14, Jesus heals a woman in the crowd with an issue of blood, and that's in Galilee. Matthew 9, 20 through 22, Mark 5, 25 through 34, and Luke 8, 42 through 48. Number 15, Jesus raises Jairus' daughter back to life. That's in Capernaum in Galilee. Matthew 9, 18, 23 through 26, Mark 5, 21 through 24, 35 through 43, and then Luke 8, 40 through 42, 49 through 56. Number 16, Jesus heals two blind men, Capernaum in Galilee, Matthew 9, 27 through 31. Then 17, Jesus heals a man who was unable to speak, Capernaum in Galilee, Matthew 9, 32, 34. I'm going to stop right there and say this. Have you noticed that Jesus was always doing something for someone else? He was always the true servant to those around him. He never turned anyone down. He always sought out those who were in need. And so we go on to number 18. Jesus heals a man who had an infirmity for 38 years. That's in Bethsaida, John 5, 1 through 15. And number 19, Jesus feeds 5,000 plus women and children. So there were more than 5,000. Many say there were at least 10,000 plus. That's in Bethsaida. Matthew 14, 13 through 21. Mark 6, 30 through 44. Luke 9, 10 through 17. And John 6, 1 through 15. Then one of those that's one of my favorites is number 20. Jesus walks on water in the Sea of Galilee. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Mark 6, 45 through 52, and John 6, 16 through 21. And I might mention here, you remember Peter saw him and says, Jesus, call me to you. And Jesus told him to come. Jesus saw Peter get out of the boat and walk on water towards him. But what was that happened to Peter? He looked away from Jesus and he began to sink and almost drown. And he reached out to Jesus. Jesus lifted him up out of the angry waves. That's an important part. We must continue to look to Jesus. Number 21, Jesus heals many sick as they touch his garment. Genesaret, Matthew 14, 34 through 36, Mark 6, 53 through 56. Jesus heals the Syrophoenician in the borders of Tyre and Sidon. That's found in Matthew 15, 21 through 28, and Mark 7, 24 through 30. Number 23, Jesus heals a deaf and dumb man on the coast of Decapolis, Mark 7, 31 through 37. Now Jesus feeds 4,000 men plus women and children again. That's on the shores of Galilee. And Matthew 15, 32 through 39, and Mark 8, 1 through 13. Jesus heals a blind man, number 25, Bethsaida, Mark 8, 22 through 26. Jesus heals a man born blind by spitting in his eyes at Jerusalem, John 9, 1 through 12. Number 27, Jesus heals a boy with an unclean spirit at Mount Hermon, Matthew 17, 14 through 20. Mark 9, 14 through 29, and Luke 9, 37 through 43. Number 28, the miraculous temple tax in the fish's mouth. That's when Jesus says to Peter, go and find the fish that has a coin in its mouth. And that was at Capernaum in Galilee, Matthew 17, 24 through 27. Number 29, Jesus heals a blind, mute, demonic. Judea, Matthew 12, 22 through 23. Luke 11, 14 through 23. Number 30, Jesus heals a woman who had been crippled for 18 years. And we find that in Judea and in Luke 13, 10 through 17. Number 31, Jesus heals a man with dropsy on the Sabbath. Perea, and that's in Luke 14, 1 through 6. Number 32, Jesus cleanses 10 lepers on the way to Jerusalem and Bethany. John 11, 1 through 45. Number 34, Jesus restores sight to Bartimaeus at Jericho, Mark 10, 46 through 52, Luke 18, 35 through 43. Number 35, Jesus withers the fig tree on the road from Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Matthew 21, 18 through 22, Mark 11, 12 through 14. Number 36, Jesus heals a servant, severed ear, while he is being arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, Luke 22, 50 through 51. And number 37, the second miraculous catch of fish on the Sea of Tiberias, John 21, 4 through 11. One of my favorite scriptures I love to teach about. You know, it's important for us to remember that all of these miracles Christ are teaching are a testament to his divinity and his absolute power over everything. Jesus Christ walked on earth as the pre-incarnate God among us. And it says that Jesus Christ is God who walked among us to come from heaven to save us from our many sins. I'd like to stop here for a minute before we come to our breaking time and before Minister Linda comes to bring her message. I'd like for you to listen to another song that we've selected for you today, and I believe that you're going to thoroughly enjoy this music. The reason we have chosen this special music is because it says a very important message to all of us. It was because Jesus lived among us and came to live among us to show us the right way we should all live. But he also performed the many miracles during his lifetime on earth. And those miracles he performed, he continues to perform today. Listen to this song by the Gaither Vocal Band, Because He Lives.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance our boy can face uncertain days, because
cross that river.
I'll cross that river.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
And then as death gives way to victory.
And then as day.
Isn't that the truth? Because he lives, he lived and died for us. Because he lives today, he lives within our hearts and minds to guide us. Oh, what truth that song brings to our hearts and minds about Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that following the break, Minister Linda will come with her message. And then after our program's over at 4 o'clock, Minister, Pastor Bobby Key will be coming with another 30-minute teaching that you don't want to miss. Stay tuned now as we go into break, and we'll be back shortly to bring you this additional message. May God bless each one of you as you hear these words from the Lord that's been placed on our heart and mind.